Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Jane Twen. It's the 24th of February, and the fact that I'm doing this boo is evidence that, yes, half term is over. My kids are back in school and hopefully enjoying themselves and telling their friends all about their adventures, one of which I wanted to record, and that was our day in London on Friday. Yes, and this was the first time I took my kids to a London museum, and we went on the train and everything. Now, being back in London, for me it was a bit weird, because as soon as I came out of Euston Station, it felt like deja vu, because I used to live and work in London for years, so I was immediately back in, yes, I know where I am, this is all familiar, yes, I'm in London mode, which probably just means I would walk a little bit faster than I tend to in nowadays. But then I realised straight away that I have my kids with me, and it was just a bizarre feeling to realise how much time has passed between now and when I used to call London my home. The other thing that was really odd that day was I saw two people I recognised, which is usually just something that happens at home, because we live in a small market town, so I usually run into someone I know. But in London, anyway, one was a woman I used to be on a course with, and the other one I've since realised is actually an actor I saw on the telly, so I'm not sure that counts. But anyway, yes, taking the kids into London, I can definitely recommend doing this together with a friend, with their kids, because it's just lovely to be able to share the experience, and be able to share the toilet breaks, and it just makes things easier, especially when your kids play up. The likelihood is the other ones are also very excited. A friend and I went, and we had 2 6-year-olds and 2 4-year-olds between us. And we noticed the idea is to keep the whole thing simple. So concentrate on one thing to do. Even though, we wanted to do the British Museum, and that was it. She had the idea that it may well be a good idea to vary transport a bit. So we went in on the train, obviously, and then we took a bus to the museum, and we took the underground on the way back. So lots of exciting things there already. You can't really try and do too many things, because the kids, well, half an hour on the train, is about okay for them not to get too bored, even though they do want to eat pretty much straight away, and that's even though we called the second off-peak train. And they had only just had their breakfast, and that is also one more thing you have to consider. You have to take lots and lots and lots of food, lunch as well as snack, because the kids will expect you to have a fridge with you. So by the time we actually got to look at anything in the museum, which was after a snack break, toilet break, getting there, getting our bearings around the museum, finding out where to leave our coats, it was nearly midday and lunchtime again. So it was very much like a school trip in that respect, that toilet breaks are interrupted by a little bit of sightseeing. The British Museum is very good, actually, in the fact that they have a family room, which has the only queue-free toilets on that day anyway. It was a lovely day, and it was half term, so the museum was packed, and they also have lots of benches down there where you can have a quiet picnic with the kids, and they also have some lockers where you can leave various coats and things. They also have, which I find great in British museums, and by the way, it is also free. They do family trails. So these are activities that the kids can do. You just need to tell them whether you want to do Egypt or Mesopotamia or, well, you know, whichever bit. And then they give you a little leaflet, and there's things for the kids to do. Mainly it was finding certain exhibits. What was a little bit confusing was because the museum was very full, and you had to sometimes look at the numbers of the cases, that was a bit difficult to find. And also we didn't always know when it said find a leopard skin, find a giraffe's tail, find a gold nugget, whether that was an actual object, which we sometimes didn't find, but then it may have been removed for restoration, or whether it was just a picture of one. But it was very good. I love these things because it focuses the kids' attention. They don't just go past all the exhibits going, yeah, no idea what that is. But they have to actually look at things properly. And they probably learn something by that as well. Because it tells, you know, something to eat or something that would go into a burial site or, you know, something like that. So that was very good. And the kids very much enjoyed that. We managed to do Egypt, and then it was time for lunch. And afterwards, probably because it was half term, the museum had also laid on some actual activities. So this age, the kids still find it easy to have the morning of doing something active and then an afternoon of sitting down and doing some craft. The four-year-olds were pretty tired by then already. But the six-year-olds, they're also girls, so they love their craft activities anyway. So we sat down and we did a little Rangoli pattern each. So we could come up with our own design and make it. We were just told what colours to use because otherwise the whole design doesn't work. And it was a quite a big design by then already. Must have been hundreds, if not thousands. Only about 8 centimetres in diameter. Looked like little pizzas. So they used scrunched up tissue paper and stuck them on there in a certain design. And it looked amazing. Actually, I can put a photo on, can't I? So we did that. And then it was the early afternoon. We had to be back on the train before the rush hour anyway, according to our tickets. So we made our way back. And yes, the kids had an absolutely fabulous time. The only thing is, for us, of course, we mummies looked at each other at some point while the kids were doing their craft activities and said, you know what, we have to come back here without kids just because we actually want to go and look at the exhibits because this place is brilliant. So much to do. It's absolutely fabulous. But obviously when you've got small kids with you, you spend most of your time either helping them with the activities or making sure they don't climb on something or just simply run off. The boys in particular are very prone to just either sitting down somewhere and not telling you or just wandering off. But it was a very enjoyable day out, and I think all the kids said afterwards that it was the highlight of their week, even though Henry said that he found London very noisy, apparently. Yes, and the other thing why I want to go back is because inside the British Museum there's this round bit they now use for special exhibitions, but that used to be the British Library. And when I found out that Virginia Woolf used to go there and sit there and read books and possibly even, you know, make notes and write her own books, I always wanted to go and see that. However, I was slightly too late by the time I found out the British Library had moved from the British Museum to its current location in King's Cross, so not very far from there. But I just wanted to go in and just see it. So that's one more thing why I need to go back. Anyway, so that was our day out. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye for now. Actually, the other thing that I forgot to say about the British Museum is that in itself, the building is just amazing, and it was amazing just being there. I loved the roof structure. So just sitting there inside and looking up. We were very lucky on Friday that we had a sunny day, which helped. But it was just a beautiful building. So just on the strength of that, I would recommend, if you haven't been, go and see it. And obviously all the exhibits as well. All right. Thanks again. Bye for now.